Of God has come.
Dice porque la proporción del Espíritu Santo ha venido.
It's moving in the earth.
Está moviéndose en la tierra.
It's growing in the earth.
Está creciendo en la tierra.
And before it's over, it will have filled all the earth.
Y cuando sea ya el último, al final va a llenar toda la tierra.
Tonight you're a part of the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
Esta noche tú eres parte de lo más grande.
And it is the nature of this thing to grow.
Y en esta naturaleza.
To grow in you.
Está creciendo en ti.
And in your family.
En tu familia.
And in your city.
Y en tu ciudad.
And in your church.
En la iglesia.
And in the world.
Y en el mundo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So the kingdom of God is here.
Y el reino de Dios está
aquí. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and tell him welcome to the kingdom.
Y toca a tu vecino y dile bienvenido al reino.
Tell him this kingdom will never know an end.
Dice este reino nunca se va a terminar.
Tell him this is the kingdom of the King Jesus Christ.
Dice este reino es del reino de Jesús.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
But as David suggested in the psalm.
Y cuando David lo dijo en el Salmos.
To walk in the kingdom and make it real in your day.
Dice caminar en el reino y hazlo real.
You have to walk in dialogue with God.
Tienes que caminar alineado con Dios.
And you have to walk by the contractual principles.
Tienes que caminar en los principales.
And you have to remember to always praise him.
Dice, tienes que acordarte de alabarlo siempre.
And always glorify him.
Y siempre glorificarlo.
Because in the broken existential world,
porque en este mundo quebrantado,
you don't always see what you recognize as the kingdom of God.
Nunca puedes ver lo que puede ser del reino de Dios.
But know this, the kingdom is always working.
Pero digo una cosa, el reino siempre está
the
trabajando.
Kingdom never sleeps.
El reino nunca
the
duerme.
Kingdom never stops exerting.
El reino nunca se para.
It's always moving.
Siempre está moviéndose.
So wherever you are tonight,
donde esté, en el punto que
you need to be able and careful to say,
y tienes que estar con cuidado decir,
God is moving on my behalf.
Dios está meneándose en mi vida.
God is answering my prayers.
Dios está levantando mis oraciones.
God is looking out over my loved ones.
Dios está viendo a los que yo amo.
God is laying his hand on my work.
Dios está poniendo la mano en mi trabajo.
Touch your neighbor and tell him God is moving in my life.
Dile a tu vecino,
tell him
Dios
right now the kingdom is moving in my life.
Dice,
right now
el reino se está meneando en mi vida en este momento.
Does anybody believe that?
¿Alguien cree eso en este lugar?
The kingdom, the promise of God, the word of God.
El rey de Dios, la promesa de Dios.
It's there for the whole world.
Está ahí para todo el mundo.
But it's only experienced by those who actualize it.
Pero solamente es experimentado por los que lo quieren.
Those who make it real.
Los que lo hacen real.
So make it real.
Pero entonces hazlo real.
Make the kingdom of God in your life like it is in the heavens.
Haz el reino de Dios en tu vida como está en los cielos.
Get the Holy Ghost.
Recibe el Espíritu
Keep
Santo.
The Holy Ghost.
Mantén el Espíritu
Walk
Santo.
In the Holy Ghost.
Camina en el Espíritu Santo.
Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Ora en el Espíritu Santo.
Praise in the Holy Ghost.
Alábale en el Espíritu Santo.
Sing in the Holy Ghost.
Cántale en el Espíritu Santo.
Minister in the Holy Ghost.
Ministra en el Espíritu
Work
Santo.
Work in the Holy Ghost.
Trabaja en el Espíritu
Let
Santo.
Let the kingdom be real in everything that you do.
Deja que el reino sea real en tu vida.
It's
lo que tú
not
trabajas.
Something we visit on a Sunday morning
no
or a Sunday night. But we walk into our place of work and we take dominion in the name of the King. We walk into our neighborhoods and we take dominion in the name of the King. We walk into our schools and we take dominion in the name of our King. Because in the middle of a messed up world, a broken, fallen world,
en un mundo acrebantado, roto.
We are ambassadors of another world.
Somos embajadores de otro mundo.
We are representatives of another kingdom.
Somos representantes de otro reino.
I'm telling you, the kingdom of God is real and alive in the world right now.
Quiero decirte que el reino de Dios está
Somebody
vivo
say, praise
en las vidas
God.
De nosotros.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the second proposition in that Lord's Prayer.
La segunda proposición en la oración del Señor
is thy will be done.
Dice tu voluntad sea hecha
on the earth
en la tierra
as it is in heaven.
Así como está en los cielos.
And it's just as real.
Y es tan real.
And it is ever it is equally as possible.
Y es posible
for the word of God to be actualized in the earth.
Que la palabra del Señor sea analizada en la tierra.
For the will of God to be actualized in the earth.
Por la voluntad de Dios para que sea
analizada. Now your enemy will tell you it can't be done.
Tu enemigo puede decir no puede pasar eso.
And the Pharisee will tell you it can't be done.
Los fariseos pueden decir no puede pasar.
And your own doubt will tell you it can't be done.
Tu mentalidad puede decir no
puede pasar. But I'll tell you tonight, you can walk in the will of God.
Pero yo te puedo decir puedes caminar en la voluntad de Dios.
You can walk in those things that please God.
Puedes caminar.
Somebody say yes, I can.
Dice yo puedo.
And so, here's a little scripture about it.
Dice aquí hay una escritura.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Not everybody that says to me, Lord, Lord.
Dice no todos los que digan Señor, Señor.
Will enter into the kingdom.
Van a entrar al reino.
But he that doeth the will of the Father.
Pero el que hace la voluntad del Padre.
So there's a tremendous premium on doing the will of the Father.
Sí, pero hay algo muy importante, hacer la voluntad de Dios.
The good news according to Paul.
Dice la buena noticia
is that God,
que dice Pablo,
God works in you.
Que Dios trabaja en ti.
Both to will and to do.
Tuvo la voluntad y para hacer.
Of his good pleasure.
Para su buen placer.
You hang around long enough in the altar.
Tú vas a estar caminando mucho tiempo en el
you
altar.
You walk enough in the word of God.
Tú caminas en la palabra del Señor.
And God's going to work in you so that you're doing the things that he loves.
Y Dios va a trabajar en ti para que tú trabajes en las cosas que
ama. And that you
ama.
Are willing to do those things.
Y cuando tú haces la voluntad para hacer esas cosas.
Well, praise God.
Oh, gloria al Señor.
You don't have to live in spiritual mediocrity.
No tienes que vivir en cosas espirituales.
You can live a robust spirit life in the kingdom.
Puedes vivir espiritualmente en el reino de Dios.
You can be productive.
Puedes ser productivo.
You can be effective.
Puede ser efectivo.
You can be a soul winner.
Puedes ganar a alguien.
You can be a prayer warrior.
Puedes ser un orador.
You can be a blessing to the house of God.
Puedes ser uno que bendice la casa.
You can be the light of your world.
Puedes ser la luz de tu mundo.
Somebody say yes, I can.
Diga a tu vecino,
touch your neighbor and tell him it's the will of God.
Es la voluntad. Toca a tu vecino, es la voluntad de Dios.
Well, praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Good news in the Beatitudes in Luke.
Buenas noticias en el libro de Lucas.
Yeah, what's beatitude? Ayúdanos. Beatitudes in Spanish.
In Spanish, beatitudes is beatitudes.
Beatitudes. And Lucas.
We're growing, we're learning, we're going to get there. And sometimes you just add an O. And sometimes you say beatitudes, you say beatitudes. It's the same word, you just got to give it a little dance.
Amen.
But in the beatitudes,
beatitudes.
Yes. In the Gospel of Luke.
Lucas.
El libro de Lucas,
el libro de,
el Evangelio de
el
Lucas.
Evangelio de Lucas.
Sí, exactamente.
Amen.
Jesus said, "It is your Father's good pleasure."
Dice, es tu padre tu buen placer.
It is your Father's pleasure.
Es el tu padre el placer.
To give you the kingdom.
De darte el reino.
Now you want to look at your neighbor.
Ahora quiero que veas a tu vecino.
Now you want to tell them.
Ahora tienes que decirle a él.
God wants to give me his kingdom.
El Dios me quiere dar el reino.
It's his pleasure to give me the kingdom.
Es su placer darme el reino.
It pleases God to give me the kingdom.
Le da placer darme el reino.
Come on, come on. It pleases God to answer your prayer.
Oh, come on, dale para que Dios levante esa oración.
You don't have to twist God's arm.
No tienes que poner su arma de su
You don't have to beg and plead.
No tienes que decirle así.
God wants to pour out his kingdom on you.
Dios quiere poner a ti todo su reino.
My God, everybody that believes that ought to shout a little bit right now.
Oh, todos los que creen, denle una alabanza, Señor.
God wants to give you revival.
Dios quiere darte un
God wants to give you healing.
Quiere darte
God
una
wants
sanidad.
To give you a miracle.
Quiere darte un milagro.
God wants to give you provision.
Te quiere provener.
God wants to see you actualize the kingdom.
Él quiere que hagas, que recibas todo el reino.
Well, praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So we get this discussion throughout the Word of God about the will of God.
Y entramos en la voluntad de Dios, entra la palabra de Dios.
Now the will of God is necessarily wrapped up in the first two commandments.
Dice la voluntad de Dios está juntada en los dos mandamientos.
You never can divorce the will of God from the first two commandments.
Dice no puedes divorciar o quitar, aleluya, de la voluntad de Dios de los dos mandamientos.
Everything in the Word of God is contextual.
Dice todo lo de la palabra de Dios es contexto.
So you absolutely have to obey those first two commandments.
So tú tienes que obedecer esos dos mandamientos.
Jesus said those first two commandments, all of the law and the prophets hang on those.
Dice, y él dice, en estos dos mandamientos toda la ley de los profetas está junta.
And so in response to their question,
y en respuesta de su pregunta,
he quotes for them Deuteronomy 6 and 5.
Y dicen en Deuteronomy 2 y 6.
6 y 5. Sí. My English is a little slurred, so it's okay. It's all right. Martín and I have been walking a long time together.
Y el hermano Martín y yo hemos estado caminando mucho tiempo.
My excellent translator.
Mi excelente traductor.
I started teaching him Bible study when he was 17.
Yo le empecé a enseñar el estudio bíblico cuando tenía 17 años.
His brothers were already here.
Sus hermanos ya estaban aquí.
And he just crossed over.
Y yo ya nomás crucé.
And he began to learn to be a chef also.
Y también empecé a aprender a ser un chef.
So we've been walking a long time together.
Y hemos caminado juntos mucho
and
tiempo.
I appreciate him very, very much.
Y le doy las gracias a él mucho.
But the first commandment was, there's only one God.
Dice, el primer mandamiento era, solamente es un solo Dios.
And you must love him holistically.
Y solamente tienes que amarlo a él.
Mind, body, and spirit.
Mente, cuerpo y espíritu.
And the second commandment,
y el segundo mandamiento,
is to love your brother as yourself.
Amar a tu vecino como a ti mismo.
Exactly. I misquoted it. You quoted it correctly. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Dice, amar a tu vecino como amarte a ti mismo.
Because everyone's made in the image of God.
Porque todos estamos hechos de la imagen de Dios.
And everyone is worthy of respect.
Y todos tienen este respeto en la imagen.
And they may not live that way or act that way.
A lo mejor no actúan o viven esa vida.
But we're not responsive to them.
Pero no somos responsables de
we're
ellos.
Responsive to him.
Pero respondemos a él.
And we are living out the perfect script of heaven.
Pero estamos viviendo la escritura perfecta.
And that's the proposition.
Es la proposición.
And that's when you begin to walk in the will of the kingdom.
Y es cuando tú empiezas a caminar en la voluntad de Dios.
And you demonstrate the nature of the kingdom in the broken world around
you. Y tú empiezas a compartir la voluntad de Dios en este mundo quebrantado.
Consequently, you are light.
Consecuentemente, tú eres.
You are revelation.
Eres una revelación.
You are light.
Eres una luz.
You are salt in your earth.
Tú eres una luz en este mundo.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga Dios.
The fact of loving your neighbor.
Lo que tienes de amar a la el factor de amar a tu vecino
is something we understand.
Es algo que nosotros entendemos.
But loving our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Pero amar a nuestros vecinos como nos amamos a nosotros mismos.
That's something different.
Es algo un poco diferente.
It's a funny thing, brother Rodney.
Es algo chistoso, hermano Ronnie.
Because as you read that, you think the problem is arrogance and ego.
Dice, porque cuando tú lees eso, dices, es algo de enojo, arrogante.
That you don't love Ben enough because you're arrogant and you're self-focused.
Y dice, porque tú piensas que no amas a él suficiente.
Turns out that is not the case.
Y voltea que no ese es el caso.
Although you like to hang that around the neck of people, perhaps.
A veces tú te quieres colgar del cuello de la gente.
But people are very, very aware of their fallen nature.
Pero la gente está muy viendo todo lo que está cayendo en este mundo.
And that's why they engage in such destructive activities.
Por eso ellos están en actividades destruidas.
And that's why they can't find satisfaction down on the inside.
Por eso ellos no pueden encontrar satisfacción adentro de ellos.
And they change partners.
Y cambian, aleluya, su
and
mujer.
They change social groups.
Y cambian grupos sociales.
And they move here or they move there.
Se mueven de aquí para allá.
Some people change churches.
Gente cambia iglesias.
But the problem is not with their social group.
Pero el problema no es la sociedad de su grupo.
Generally not with their husband or wife.
Generalmente ni el esposo ni la esposa.
But the problem is down in here.
Pero el problema está dentro aquí.
I'm just telling you, it is a hard thing to love your brother as you love yourself when you don't love yourself.
Dices muy fuerte amar a tu vecino cuando no te amas a ti mismo.
Well, you say, well, what do you mean I don't love myself?
Y cómo puedes decir, cómo no me amo a mí mismo.
You are very aware of your fallen nature.
Y tú estás en lo que todos está cayendo alrededor de ti.
Adam hid from God.
Adam se escondió de Dios.
And people have been hiding from God ever since.
Y gente se ha estado escondiendo de Dios desde ese momento.
There's an interesting conversation in some of that Jordan Peterson discussion.
Hay una conversación muy interesante, John.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, and it's just a little thing that would kind of shock you if you didn't know.
Es algo que te va a sorprender si tú no sabes.
Brother Bert knows it.
Brother Bert, él lo sabe.
Brittany would probably know it.
Ben también lo sabe.
But most people that get a diagnosis and a prescription written by a doctor.
Pero gente que recibe una prescripción de un doctor.
Most people don't fill it.
Pero mucha gente no lo llena.
And if they fill it, they don't take it.
Y si van y agarran la prescripción, no la toman.
And if they take it, they don't take it regularly, right, or all.
Y si se la empiezan a tomar, no la toman regularmente o nunca la, o no la toman como tiene esa la receta.
But if they get a diagnosis on their dog,
pero si tienen un diagnóstico en su perro,
and they get a prescription for their puppy,
y agarran una prescripción para su perrito,
they are meticulously faithful about giving the medication to the dog as prescribed.
Y dice, y si ellos le empiezan a dar la medicina fielmente a su perro.
Now, I don't know what that tells you,
no sé qué eso te dice a ti,
but that is a commentary on how that individual feels about himself and about his dog.
So ahí te das una cosa, te das cuenta de cómo él se siente de él mismo y cómo se siente con su perro.
It may well be that you love your dog more than you love yourself.
So eso quiere decir que amas más a tu perro que a ti mismo.
And all the dog lovers said amen.
Y todos los que aman su perro digan amén.
I come from a place in the country where if they got hit by a car, we just drug them out behind the barn to see how they did.
Yo vengo de un lugar donde tú, si atropellabas un perro, te seguías.
It's kind of that evolutionary survival of the fittest thing.
Dice que es un, algo que tiene
let
sobrevivir.
Nature take its course.
Dejas que la
we
naturaleza
had some
se
hobbled up dogs.
Y el perro ahí todo.
But I didn't go to the dentist until I was 20.
Dice, yo no fui al dentista hasta que tenía 20.
And that was my wife's idea.
Y eso era mi la idea de mi esposa.
And we did not take animals to the vet.
Y no llevábamos los animales a
you're living in a different
clínica.
World, sweetheart.
Estás en un mundo libre.
Anyway, it's an interesting thing, an interesting proposition that
es algo
people
muy interesante.
Don't really love themselves very well.
Que aman más a su perro que a ellos mismos.
Do you know that right now?
¿Tú sabes que ahorita?
There have been studies done
que han estado historias hechas
where economists have gone to a college campus, for example,
que han ido a los colegios,
and spoken to the faculty there,
y han hablado con los que están ahí,
educated people,
y gente educada,
brilliant people,
a mí inteligente,
and the economists would make a case for them that at their age, how much they should be saving and the type of product they should be saving in or the type of scenario they should be saving in.
So él les está explicando que cuánto tienes que salvar, cuánto tienes que gastar, les está enseñando a ellos.
And all the feedback will indicate that the presentation was tremendous.
Y ellos dicen que la presentación estuvo magnífica.
And the information was quality.
Y la información estuvo grandiosa.
But they go back in a year.
Pero regresan un año después.
And those really smart people.
Y esa gente inteligente.
They're not saving.
No han salvado nada.
But if they turn the scenario a little bit,
pero si voltean la escena un poco,
and they say, well, think about this. You're
dice,
saving this for someone other than yourself, someone that you love.
Dice, pues estás salvando esto para alguien que tú amas, no para ti mismo.
And they begin to save.
Y empiezan a ahorrar.
They'll do it for someone else.
Lo van a hacer por otra persona.
But they won't do it for themselves.
Pero no lo pueden hacer para ellos mismos.
It's an interesting scenario.
Es una interesante, una escena interesante.
Do you know one of the most diabolical epidemics in the country today?
¿Y tú sabes esas pandemias en la ciudad?
Is primarily among young teenage girls.
Dice que está en las jóvenes.
They are cutting.
Se están cortando las venas.
They are experimenting with anorexia.
Están con anorexia.
And bulimia.
En bulimia.
And they are being heavily impacted by the trans movement.
Y están impactadas por el trans.
It's not happening all over. It's not comprehensive.
No está pasando en todo el lugar.
It's happening in clusters.
Está pasando en lugares.
It's happening
grupos.
In communication groups.
Está en las socias en los teléfonos o en la internet.
It's happening in groups that are influenced by social media.
Es que están en la internet.
And those things are extremely rare in young men.
Y eso es algo muy extraño en los hombres.
You don't find the bulimia and the anorexia in young men.
No crees ellos que están tratando de perder peso.
You don't find the cutting in young men.
En los jóvenes.
And there's not an epidemic of the trans movement in young men.
En los jóvenes no están los transes.
But it is of epidemic proportions in young women.
Pero es en los jóvenes, en las jóvenes.
Because young women are high in neuroticism.
Porque las jóvenes están como levantadas.
They don't like who they are.
No les gusta como son.
Because something in the culture or something in the environment is telling them that they are not enough.
Porque algo en la cultura le está diciendo no eres suficiente.
That they are not good enough.
No eres suficiente buena.
That they can't be enough.
No es suficiente.
I'm so glad we have these young ladies in the house of God tonight.
Yo estoy agradecido que tenemos estas jóvenes en la iglesia.
And they live for a God.
Y están viviendo para Dios.
That tells them you are made in the image of God.
Que tú estás hecho en la imagen
and
de Dios.
I made you perfectly.
Y estás hecha perfecta.
And I love what I made in you.
Y dice, yo amo lo que
and
he
I love
ti.
What you're going to become in the kingdom of God.
Y yo estoy agradecido de lo que van a hacer y van a pasar a hacer en el reino de Dios.
But there's a real problem in humanity.
Pero hay un problema muy grande en la
where
humanidad.
People are not satisfied with themselves.
Que hay gente que no está satisfecho con ellos mismos.
So very aware of their weaknesses and their brokenness.
Están enfocados en todo lo que ha quebrantado en ellos.
And it's hard to love your neighbor.
Pero no pueden amar a su vecino.
When you don't love yourself.
Cuando no amas a ti mismo.
And almost every conflict you have with anybody else.
Y cada conflicto que tienes con cualquier cosa, con
is an outgrowth of an insufficiency or broken thing inside of you.
Es algo que está creciendo acrebantado adentro de ti.
But when you let God in there and you let God begin to work and you let God begin to heal.
Cuando tú le dejas a Dios empezar a trabajar y empiece a sanar adentro.
Miraculously, as God begins to heal you.
Dios grandiosamente empieza a trabajar adentro de ti.
Your relationships begin to miraculously get better.
Y tu relación empieza a ser mejor.
As God begins to heal you.
Cuando Dios empieza a aliviarte, a sanarte a ti.
Your rapport with others begins to increase and become better.
Y ahora tú para estar estás llenándote de adentro mejor, empiezas a estar compartiendo algo mejor.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga Dios.
I want you to know it's the will of God tonight.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That you love God with all of your heart, mind, and strength.
Ames a Dios con todo tu corazón, tu mente.
And it's the will of God that you love your neighbor.
Y es la voluntad de Dios amar a tu vecino.
But it's the will of God that you love yourself.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios amarte a ti mismo.
Because you can't be any good to anybody else.
Porque tú no puedes ser bueno con alguien más.
If you don't take care of you.
Si no te cuidas a ti mismo.
You don't have anything to offer if you don't take care of you.
No tienes que ofrecer tú si no.
Somebody say praise the Lord. I'm talking about the will of God tonight.
Estamos hablando de la voluntad de Dios.
Letting the will of God be as real down here as it is up there.
Deja que la voluntad de Dios sea real aquí abajo como está allá arriba.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The heartbeat of the will of God tonight.
La voluntad de Dios es el latir del corazón.
Is to seek and save the lost.
Para poder salvar al perdido.
For this cause is the Son of Man come, that he might seek and save that which was lost.
El reino de Dios viene para salvar al perdido.
He said, I'll leave the 100, the 99, and go find the one.
Dice, voy a dejar estos 99 para ir a encontrar al perdido, a uno.
And he says it causes great jubilation in heaven.
Dice que hay un júbilo en el cielo.
Great joy in heaven.
Un regocijo grande.
When one repents.
Cuando uno se arrepiente.
God came a long way.
Vino de muy lejos.
To save and deliver us.
Para salvarnos y liberarnos a nosotros.
I want you to know that is absolutely the main focus of the kingdom of God.
Yo quiero decirte que ese es el enfoque del reino de Dios.
We want you to get better.
Queremos que tú seas mejor.
We want your home to be strong.
Quiero que tu casa sea fuerte.
But ultimately, we want you to bear fruit.
Pero también queremos que tú plantes semilla.
Now you can bear all the children you want.
Y para que tengas hijos.
That's right. Mama said that's right. But you need to bear fruit in the kingdom of God.
Pero tú tienes que crecer fruta en el reino de Dios.
Somebody say amen. Right now you might be kind of drifting, wondering what is the will of God for my life. Well, I might not be able to fill in the specifics with everything. But I can tell you, everybody in this house is called to win a soul. Everybody in this house is called to be a soul winner. To pray a prayer.
para orar,
to be a witness,
para que seas un
to be the light of your world,
para que sea la luz de tu mundo.
That is the will of God.
Esa es la voluntad de Dios.
Concerning you.
Si concerne en ti.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I am tremendously impacted by a story.
Estoy impactado por esta historia.
There are four books about a certain gentleman.
Hay cuatro libros de una específica persona.
Two of them were written by his wife.
Dos están escritos por su esposa.
Two others were written by a gentleman named Boone Herndon.
Y otros dos están escritos por Boone Herndon.
And he is the only at the end of World War II.
Y es alguien de la guerra terminando la guerra.
He's the only medic.
Es el único.
He's the only conscientious objector.
Es el único
conscientious objector. Someone who objects to fighting in the war.
O alguien que dice que no quiere pelear en la batalla.
He doesn't carry a gun.
No trae una arma.
His name was Desmond Doss.
Su nombre es Desmond Doss.
And he recently became well known.
Y recientemente pasó a ser alguien muy importante.
Military people have known him for a long time.
Gente del ejército los conocía muy bien.
And history junkies have known about him for a long time.
Y la historia lo conoce por mucho tiempo.
But he came to preeminence here in the last decade.
Y llegó preeminentemente en la última década.
Because one of Herndon's books was made into a movie.
Porque uno de sus libros fue hecho para una película.
And I didn't buy all the books, I just bought the one.
Dice, no compré todos los libros, nomás compré uno.
His name is Desmond Doss.
Su nombre es Desmond Doss.
He was raised up in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Él fue crecido en Virginia.
In a Seventh-day Adventist home.
El número 7 de su casa.
No, Seventh-day Adventist is a type of church. They worship
iglesia,
God on Saturdays.
Le alaban a Dios los sábados.
Yeah. And they were very, very fundamentalist in the Bible.
Y ellos eran fundamentalmente conectados en la palabra.
And as a young man, he was fiercely loyal to the Word of God.
Y él desde joven le tenía miedo a la palabra de Dios.
And when the war broke out, he was also fiercely patriotic.
Pero él cuando se rompió la guerra también era un patriota.
But he wouldn't carry a gun.
Pero él no cargaba un arma.
And when he enlisted.
Pero él se alistó.
They tried to bust him out.
Lo querían sacar.
They tried to get him in a mental institution.
Lo querían poner en un instituto mental.
They locked him up in the brig.
Lo pusieron en la cárcel.
Because he wouldn't handle a gun.
Porque él no quería cargar un arma.
And his superiors were upset with him.
Y sus superiores estaban enojados con él.
And the men in his unit were upset with him.
Y los hombres en su unidad estaban enojados con él.
They cursed him and railed against him.
Lo maldicieron, le tiraron cosas.
He didn't fit in.
Él no podía estar en ese
grupo.
He didn't
fit in anywhere.
Él no podía entrar en ningún lado.
He was different than anyone they'd ever seen.
Era todo diferente de lo que él había visto antes.
He said, "I'm going to serve."
Yo voy a servir.
But I'm not going to take lives.
Pero no voy a matar a nadie.
I'm going to save lives.
Voy a salvar vidas.
I'm not going to carry a gun.
A lo mejor voy a cargar un arma.
I'm going to carry a medical kit.
Pero voy a llevar algo, un botiquín.
He would pray at the end of his bunk.
Pero él oraba al final.
And they would spit on him and throw boots at him.
Él lo escupían, le aventaban botas.
You know how guys are.
Tú sabes cómo son los hombres.
And they had no understanding of this guy.
Y ustedes están entendiendo de
they
este
were
hombre.
Brutal.
Eran muy malos.
And he wouldn't give in.
Y él no entraba en ese grupo.
And so God was with him.
Dios estaba con él.
And he was able to proceed through boot camp.
Y él pudo salir del entrenamiento.
And he was a part of the 307th.
Y era parte del 307.
He was a part of an infantry regiment.
Era de una infantería.
And the war in the Pacific was still raging.
Y la guerra del Pacífico estaba creciendo.
And so they loaded those boys up and they shipped them off to the Pacific.
Y los agarraron a estos hombres y los mandaron a
And in that place, those companions of his began to change their minds about him.
Y en esa guerra sus compañeros empezaron a cambiar su mente, sus pensamientos de él.
Because on Guam, where some of our church folks are right now.
Porque unos ahí en Guam,
We had thousands of U.S. soldiers were killed there, mostly Marines.
Muchos soldados estadounidenses murieron ahí.
And Desmond Doss was fearless.
Y es cuando estaban ahí.
He was intrepid.
Él estaba ahí.
He ran into the battle.
Él corrió a la batalla.
And wherever he could find the wounded, he lifted them up and ministered to their needs.
Y él encontraba a alguien herido y lo cargaba y lo ponía en sus pies.
By the time that first campaign was over,
y para la primera campaña que terminó,
everybody in his unit loved him.
Cuando terminó toda su campaña,
they all wanted him there.
Y ellos querían a él ahí.
Because he was the one that had the answer for their wounds.
Porque él tenía la respuesta de todos los heridos.
And when they were in trouble, he was there.
Cuando ellos estaban en problemas, él estaba ahí.
And they knew that he would lay his life on the line for them.
Y él sabía que él podía dar su vida por ellos.
He earned a bronze star on Guam.
Le dieron una medalla de bronce en Guam.
Then that unit saw action in Leyte.
Y esa unit le dieron.
Leyte is an island.
Es una isla.
Yeah, and they're island hopping. They're making their way to Tokyo, but it's island by island, brutal assault by brutal assault.
Es una isla, otra isla en Japón.
And so he earned another bronze star on Leyte.
Y le dieron otra medalla de bronce.
Yeah, and it is for valor.
Y es por valor.
It's for bravery and courage.
Porque le dio valor.
Now after those two campaigns, he's got two bronze stars and everybody in his company loves him.
Y ahora en esas dos batallas él tiene dos medallas de bronce y todo su grupo lo quiere a él.
And then they saw action in Okinawa.
Y después vieron acción en Okinawa.
And in Okinawa, they were assigned, the 307 was assigned to take a 400-foot escarpment.
Y entonces su ejército fue
a mountain with a big sheer face on it.
Una montaña grande de 400 metros con una recaída grande.
They had to scale 400 feet on cargo nets just to get up to the fight.
Tenían que subir con lazos para llegar a la tapa o a la altura.
There was A and B company.
It was la compañía de ellos.
And A company was devastated, almost totally annihilated, making their way up and just securing the rim and the nets.
So ellos estaban subiendo para asegurar la montaña.
And then on about May the 2nd, 1945.
Y el segundo de mayo de 1942.
A B company, that's where Doss was serving.
The B company, su compañía de él, B, es donde estaba sirviendo él.
And B company and what was left, the ragged remnants of A company.
Fuera lo único que sobraba esa compañía.
They began to make their way up that escarpment.
Y empezaron a subir esa montaña.
And they made their way to the top.
Y llegaron hasta arriba.
And the fighting was brutal.
Y la batalla estaba muy fuerte.
The Japanese had been digging in for a year.
Y los japoneses habían estado haciendo el camino por un año.
They had impenetrable gun emplacements.
Tenían unos lugares exactos para poder atacar.
And they were having so many casualties.
Y ellos tenían muchas muertes.
After 3 days on May the 5th.
Después de 3 días, mayo 3.
The 307 company A and B were ordered to retreat.
Y dice la compañía 307 le dijeron tienes que regresarte.
And so they began to make their way down those cargo nets and back to a place of safety.
So ellos empezaron a bajar por las cuerdas a un lugar que estuvieran a salvo.
But Doss didn't go.
Pero Doss no fue.
He knew there were 75 men out of his unit that were wounded up on that hill. They counted heads before they went over, and there were 75 that were missing. And he said, I'm not going. I'm going to get every one of them down off of this mountain.
Dice, él no se fue. Dice, hay 75 heridos allá. Yo no voy a bajar hasta que no los traiga.
And one by one, he found them.
Y uno por uno los fue encontrando.
And he ministered to them on sight.
Y les empezó a ministrar aparte.
And then he lifted them up.
Y él lo recogió.
I'm not gonna lift you. I'm not gonna lift you. You may be so.
No te voy a dejar a ti.
Stand up on the pew. Lean over my shoulder. Let's go.
Y empezó a cargar uno por uno.
If you're gonna do it, you gotta get the right guy.
Dice, si lo vas a hacer, tienes que agarrar el hombre correcto.
Now, I don't know if you've ever worked hard.
No sé si tú has trabajado fuerte.
And I don't know if you've ever worked in the heat.
Y si has trabajado en el calor.
But nothing's hotter than the South Pacific.
Y pero nada es más caliente que en el Pacífico.
Desmond Doss found 75 men.
Él encontró 75 hombres.
And he carried each one of them back to a place of safety.
Él cargó uno por uno a un lugar que se salvaran.
In the heat.
En el calor.
And when he got them to the rim,
y cuando los trajo a la orilla,
he tied them with a specialty knot.
Y él los amarró
he used the stump for an anchor.
Y él usó su pie para
and he hoisted para them all down to safety.
Y los empezó a bajar para abajo, uno
and
por
one
uno.
By one he found them.
Y uno por uno los fue encontrando.
And in an interview,
y en el, y lo,
when he was interviewed about his action there,
cuando él le hizo sus acciones,
he said, when I got to the edge,
y cuando yo llegué a la orilla,
he said, I prayed, Lord,
yo dije, Señor,
give me one more.
Dame uno más.
Let me find one more.
Déjame encontrar uno más.
Let me help one more.
Déjame cargar uno más, Señor.
I don't know if it's the will of God for you to have a big house.
No sé si es la voluntad de Dios.
I don't know if it's the will of God for you to have a certain job.
O tengas un trabajo.
I don't know if it's the will of God for you to be this or that. But it is the will of God for you to be a soul winner.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to pray a prayer, God, give me one more.
Oh Dios, dame uno más.
My God.
Oh Dios.
I heard the preacher preach. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
No está pesado, es mi hermano.
20 years ago, I would have carried you, Rodney.
Oh, 20 años pasado te podía cargar alrededor de mí.
Thank you.
Gracias.
You're going to show up on Instagram.
Oh, vas a estar en Instagram.
And it may not be your best side.
Pero no va a ser no va a ser una foto bonita.
But you're serving the kingdom here.
Pero tú estás sirviendo el reino de Dios.
As I'm reading this story,
so cuando estoy leyendo la historia,
I'm weeping over the pages.
Estoy llorando encima de las hojas.
Because he's going to save people in a natural world.
Porque él está salvando gente en un mundo natural.
Because of a great calling and a great passion that he has.
Por algo grande, pasional que tiene adentro de él.
But I'm telling you, the kingdom's calling is greater than any national calling.
Pero el nombramiento de Dios es más grande.
And the call for souls is the greatest calling that there is.
Pero si Dios te ha llamado a ti es el llamamiento más grande.
And he sweat.
Y él está sudando.
And he bled.
Y él está llorando.
And a ranking officer walked through the medic's camp later.
Y su comandante camina.
And he said, "Where did they all come from?"
Dice, "¿De dónde salieron todos estos?"
And somebody said, "Doss brought them."
Doss, no.
Doss brought them.
Doss lo trajo.
They're here because somebody stayed.
Dice, están aquí porque alguien se estuvo.
Somebody that didn't fit in.
Alguien que no estaba en el grupo.
Somebody that wasn't like the enemy.
Alguien que no le gustaba el enemigo.
And wasn't like the people he was trying to save.
Y no era como la gente que
trataba de salvar. That's where we're living tonight. We're not like hell.
Dice, no estamos como en el mundo.
But we're not like earth either.
Pero estamos agradecidos que
están
aquí.
But we've got a calling.
Pero tenemos un llamamiento.
God said, if you can find that one.
Pero dice Dios, si tú encuentras al perdido,
everyone you bring back,
que todo lo que traigas,
they'll be shouting in the angels of heaven.
Alabando, aleluya.
Everyone that you bring back.
Cada uno que tú traigas.
God, give us one more.
Dios, danos uno más.
God, give us one more.
Danos uno más, Dios.
My God, would you just lift your hands right now?
Puedes levantar tus manos en este momento.
I want you to pray, God, give you a soul.
Quiero que ores y digas, Señor, dame una alma.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's hot business.
Es algo caliente, negocio caliente.
It's nasty business.
Es algo muy feo.
Those men were bloody and they were messed up.
Esos hombres estaban llenos de sangre, estaban todos malos.
It's like that message about the cross, Brother Stephen.
Es como el mensaje que dijo el hermano Stephen sobre
when Joseph,
la cruz.
When Joseph takes that body off the cross,
cuando José baja el cuerpo de Jesús de la cruz,
it's slick with blood.
Está lleno de sangre.
It's dead weight.
Está perdido todo.
It's full of all kind of putrid wounds.
Está todo lleno y está lastimado.
But it's the body of Christ.
Pero es el cuerpo de Jesús.
And everyone that we find wounded along the roadside.
Pero todos los que encontraron.
And everyone that we get under the weight of.
Pero y cada que nos ponemos a uno con
su peso. And everyone that we bring back to the inn.
Y todo que traemos uno para el final.
We're gonna get messed up.
Vamos a estar un poco
mal. But it's the body of Christ.
Pero el cuerpo de Dios.
God, give us one more.
Dios, danos uno más.
God, just give us one more.
Sí, Dios, danos uno más.
I don't know how many I can carry.
No sé cuántos pueda cargar.
I'm running out of years.
Ya estoy haciéndome grande.
I'm running out of gas.
Ya se me está acabando la gasolina.
I want God to give me one more.
Pero quiero que Dios me dé uno más.
Give me one more Bible study.
Otro
give me
bíblico.
One more in the altar.
Dame otro en el altar.
Give me one more in the baptistry.
Dame uno para
give
bautizar.
Me one more to wrap my arms around.
Dame uno que
give
puedo
us
poner
one
mis
more
brazos.
To love.
Uno más, por favor.
Give us one more to cherish.
Uno más, por favor.
My God, lift your hands and ask God to give you one.
Levanta tus manos y dile, Señor, dame uno más.
Oh. Hallelujah. Sam, come on.
Sam, Ben.
Lindsay, if y'all could, I want you to sing what you sang a while ago. When he
Lindsay,
fills the room,
yo quiero que cantes.
Lives are transformed. When he fills the room.
Cuando Dios transforma tu vida, cuando Dios cura a un herido.
Paul said,
Pablo dijo,
I beg you, brothers.
Te digo, hermanos.
By the mercies of God,
para la misericordia de Dios,
that you offer your body,
que ofrezcas tu vida,
your life,
tu vida,
a living sacrifice,
una vida viva, sacrificio,
holy,
bendito,
acceptable,
aceptable,
unto God,
ante Dios.
It's your reasonable service.
Es algo de una superficie.
You gotta have a mindset.
Tienes que tener tu mente lista.
You've gotta have a made up mind.
Tienes que tener tu mente lista.
To do the will of God.
Para hacer la voluntad de Dios.
You've gotta be willing to let you go.
Tienes que decir que te deje a ti.
And to go find your wounded brother.
Para que vayas a encontrar a tu hermano herido.
And to go find your wounded broken world.
Para que lo vayas a encontrar a este mundo quebrantado.
This is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
He said.
Él dijo.
He said, when you do that.
Cuando tú lo hagas.
When you're not conformed to this world,
cuando no estás confortable en este mundo,
but you're transformed,
pero estás transformado,
by the renewing of your mind,
para el movimiento de tu mente,
then you can prove,
y después tú puedes comprobar,
what is that good,
cuando es bueno,
and acceptable,
y aceptable,
and perfect will of God,
y perfecto en la voluntad de Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
That young medic. He put his life on the line.
Ese médico joven puso su vida en la línea.
Days later, when they would go back to clean up that operation,
cuando ellos fueron y regresaron a limpiar ese lugar de operación,
a grenade would fall right at his feet in a crowd of his fellow soldiers.
Una granada cayó ahí en el lugar donde estaban sus amigos.
And everybody dove for cover.
Y todos se fueron a esconder.
But he tried to kick it away.
Pero él la trató de patear.
And it blew.
Y voló, explotó.
And he had grenade fragments all in his body.
Y él estaba lastimado con fragmentos de esa granada.
And the medics came for him.
Y los médicos vinieron por él.
And they took him on a litter, on a stretcher.
Y lo llevaron en una cama.
And they were taking him to a place of safety.
Y lo llevaban a un lugar donde iba a ser salvo.
But as they were going, he saw another young man that was wounded more severely than he.
Y cuando él lo llevaban en la cama, él vio a otro hombre más herido que él.
And he climbed off the stretcher.
Y él se bajó de esa cama.
And he said, "Take him."
Y él dijo, "Llévense a él."
Take him.
Llévense a él.
Give me one more.
Dame uno más.
And in that little space before he got off the mountain.
Y en ese espacio donde él se bajó de la cama.
He was shot twice.
Él fue herido dos veces, disparado dos veces.
The other hours of transporting those poor wounded men, he was never shot once,
sí,
but he was shot at all day.
Él cuando transportó los 75, él no le dispararon ninguna vez.
But in this last season, he was shot twice. One was a compound fracture in his arm.
Dice, pero ya en la última que él llevaba fue herido dos veces de bala. Uno fue en su mano.
And he took a rifle stock.
Y entró aquí en su codo.
And he made a splint for his arm.
Y le hizo una cortada.
And he ministered to his own needs.
Y él lo cosió y se curó él mismo.
And he made his way off the mountain.
Y él bajó para abajo de la montaña.
And in September the war would be over.
Y en septiembre la guerra se terminó.
And in 1945 Harry Truman pinned the Medal of Honor on that young man.
Y en 1945 le pusieron la medalla de honor a ese joven.
He was the only conscientious objector at that point to have ever won the Medal of Honor.
Fue el único hombre que él ganó una medalla de oro de honor en esa.
I don't know exactly
año.
What he said. You can read the transcript of the certificate of the honor.
Dice, tú puedes leer el certificado que le dieron de esa medalla.
And it cites all of the acts of bravery.
Y él te va a explicar todo lo que él hizo de toda esa guerra.
But I couldn't help but think when he was pinning it to his shoulder.
Pero yo no puedo creer cuando lo estaban poniéndoselo en su brazo.
That it was comparable to, well done, thou good and faithful.
Buen trabajo, siervo fiel.
Praise God. Praise God. Church, I believe the will of God can be on earth as it is in heaven.
Iglesia, yo quiero decir que la voluntad de Dios puede hacer en la tierra como está en el cielo.
I believe we can have a passion for souls like his passion.
Dice, podemos tener pasión aquí en la tierra como la tiene en el cielo.
I believe we can have heavenly results in a worldly setting.
Dice, podemos tener cosas del cielo aquí en la tierra.
My God, I want everybody to lift your hands right now. I want you to pray that God would help you to be a representative of the kingdom, that God would help you walk in the will of God, that God would help you to be effective and productive.
Que seas productivo, que sea tu voluntad, Señor.
This altar's open right now. Is there anybody that would like to come, that would like to say, my God, give me another one. My God, I want to be a servant. I don't want to fit in hell. I don't want to fit in the world. I want to fit in the kingdom of God. I want to be willing to give myself for others. Come on, is there a soul winner in the house? Come on, is there somebody that wants to walk in the will of God?
When you draw near to us, you draw near to us. Darkness trembles.
Put your hand on somebody, let it flow.
Destiny's changing. When you draw near to us, you draw near to
us. Come on,
we
got a world full of brilliant people.
Mountains
God needs a church that can win another one.
You draw near to us.
Let the kingdom
draw near to us.
Let His will be done.
Every life can be restored.
Every life can be restored.
With your
and bring them into a place of life.
Chains will break and demons will run when you fill the room. Every life can be restored when you fill the room. God, fill the room. Angels are at every corner. You fill the room. God, fill the room.
Everything that's dead.
God can bring the broken.
He's in the room.
Can they find the kingdom in this place? Can they find the will of God in this place? Somebody by you, and I want you to pray for them. Pray that have a
dream.
Pray that they be affected. Pray that they be a soul winner. Pray that they be the kingdom of God. Pray that they walk the will of God. Come on, this is the kingdom of God.
Jesus,
come on, this is the will of God.
Jesus is here. Jesus is here.
Praise God. It's wonderful to be in the Lord's house with you on a Sunday night. Let's clap our hands. Let's clap our hands. Lift our voices to God right now once more. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that when His presence comes, life can be transformed? That chains can be broken. Praise God. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I need to win one more. I need to find one more.
Necesito encontrar uno más.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Sorry to keep you so long tonight.
Disculpate que te mantuve mucho tiempo esta noche.
But I feel a lot better about this tonight already.
Pero yo me siento más mejor ya hasta este momento.
The revival that God is sending is gonna shock you.
El avivamiento que Dios va a mandar aquí te va a...
The revival that God is sending is gonna be something you've never seen before. We've seen a lot of good things.
El avivamiento que Dios va a mandar a esta iglesia nunca lo has visto. Va a ser algo grandioso.
But the movement and the influx and the accompanying anointing.
Pero el movimiento de la unción del Espíritu Santo.
It's going to be something you and I have never seen before.
Es algo que tú y yo no hemos visto antes.
I believe that with all my heart tonight.
Yo creo con todo mi corazón.
But they're going to come one by one.
Pero va a venir uno por uno.
God, give us one more.
Dios, danos uno más.
God, give us another to pray through.
Dame otro.
God, give us another to baptize.
Danos otro para poder bautizarlo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Be sure to take some flyers with you.
Llévate unos volantitos contigo.
Get some cards.
Llévate unas tarjetas.
And everybody you meet tonight or tomorrow,
cuando tú veas a alguien hoy, esta noche,
invite
mañana,
them to the house of God.
Invítalos a la casa de Dios.
Invite them to a Bible study.
Invítalos a un estudio bíblico.
God bless you. Love and strengthen somebody before you leave tonight.
Antes de que te vayas, bendice y habla con tu vecino. Que Dios los bendiga.